Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Living Peace and Freedom in the Here and Now by Thich Nhat Hanh Hen is a profound offering by one of the most revered Zen masters of our time. This book serves as a comprehensive guide to understanding and applying the principles of mindfulness and enlightenment in our everyday lives. Thich Nhat Hanh, with his gentle yet profound writing style, provides readers with insights into achieving peace and freedom by embracing the present moment. He emphasizes that true happiness and fulfillment are found not in the past or future, but in the here and now. The book is a blend of profound spiritual wisdom and practical advice aimed at helping individuals cultivate a life that is serene and contented. Through various teachings, parables, and guided meditations, Thich Nhat Hanh offers tools for overcoming obstacles, finding inner peace, and understanding the interconnectedness of all things. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the foundational principle articulated in The Art of Living. Thich Nhat Hanh Hen emphasizes that mindfulness is a practice of bringing one's attention to the present moment without judgment. It involves being fully engaged with what is happening in the here and now, whether it is our breathing, our emotions, or our daily activities. This practice of mindfulness is not just about meditation, but extends into all areas of life. For instance, being mindful while eating involves savoring each bite, acknowledging the effort that went into producing the food, and being grateful for it. Similarly, walking mindfully calls for a conscious awareness of every step we take. Mindfulness, as Hanh describes, is crucial for seeing things clearly and living a more conscious and meaningful life. It allows us to break free from the distractions of modern life and fosters a deeper understanding of ourselves and our connection to the world. In essence, mindfulness is about cultivating a peaceful and aware state of mind that enhances our capacity to live in the present and experience genuine happiness. Secondly, the interconnection of being. Thich Nhat Hanh Hen introduces the concept of interbeing to convey the profound interconnection of all forms of life. He elaborates that nothing exists in isolation. Every living entity is interconnected with others and with the universe. This philosophy is rooted in Buddhist teachings on interdependence. By understanding interbeing, individuals can cultivate a sense of compassion and empathy for all living beings. This realization challenges the delusion of separateness that often leads to conflict and suffering. By embracing our interconnected nature, we can foster deeper relationships and a more harmonious society. In practical terms, recognizing interconnection offers a pathway to ecological awareness. It highlights the impact of our actions on the environment, prompting us to live more sustainably and ethically. Interbeing is a call to shift from an egocentric view to one that acknowledges the beautiful complexity and unity of all life forms. This awareness encourages compassion, kindness, and a profound respect for all levels of existence. Thirdly, transforming suffering. A central theme in The Art of Living is the notion of transforming suffering into enlightenment and joy. Thich Nhat Hanh teaches that suffering is an inevitable part of life, but it need not be a source of despair. Instead, suffering can be a powerful teacher that leads to personal growth and spiritual awakening. Hanh suggests that by confronting our suffering with mindfulness and compassion, we can uncover the root causes of our pain and transform them. This process involves acknowledging and accepting our suffering, rather than suppressing or avoiding it. Thereby, we can gain insights into our fears, desires, and attachments. These insights eventually lead to healing and liberation. Moreover, transforming suffering extends into our interactions with others, as we learn to respond with empathy and understanding to the pain of others. This transformation fosters a more compassionate world, wherein individuals support each other in their journeys to happiness and enlightenment. Through this process, suffering becomes a catalyst for profound transformation and deep peace. Fourthly, the practice of compassion. Compassion is described as a cornerstone of a fulfilling life in Thich Nhat Hanh's philosophy. He explores how compassion for oneself and others is essential for creating a peaceful existence. Compassion begins with self-understanding. We must first learn to be gentle and kind with ourselves before extending that same kindness to others. Self-compassion involves recognizing our own struggles and treating ourselves with love and care, rather than harsh judgment. From this foundation, we can extend compassion toward others, leading to more meaningful relationships and a nurturing community. Hanh provides practical exercises and meditations to help cultivate compassion, such as loving-kindness meditation and deep listening. These practices open our hearts and deepen our capacity for empathy, enabling us to respond more positively to others' needs and sufferings. Compassion also has a transformative effect on societal levels, promoting reconciliation and peace in communities and nations. Ultimately, living with compassion is about creating a world that is reflective of our deepest values and interconnected nature. Lastly, finding freedom in the present moment. The Art of Living underscores the notion that true freedom is found in embracing the present moment. Thich Nhat Hanh Han presents the idea that many people are trapped by their past experiences or anxious about the future, which prevents them from experiencing true freedom. By practicing mindfulness, individuals can release themselves from these chains and find liberation in the now. Being present allows us to let go of regrets and worries, instead focusing on the beauty and possibility of the current moment. This freedom is not external, but an internal state of being that doesn't rely on circumstances. Han describes it as an awakening to the wonders of life that are available to us in every moment. Exercises such as mindful breathing and walking meditations are tools he suggests for anchoring oneself in the present. The practice emphasizes that real freedom arises from a disciplined mind that is capable of staying present and open, even amidst the chaos of life. By doing so, we cultivate a sense of peace, purpose, and joy that is independent of external conditions. In conclusion, The Art of Living Peace and Freedom in the Here and Now is a valuable read for anyone seeking to deepen their understanding of mindfulness and enrich their quality of life. Thich Nhat Hanh Han's teachings are accessible and practical, making this book suitable for both beginners and those more experienced in mindfulness practices. The book provides readers with a set of tools to help navigate the complexities of modern life with a calm and centered mindset. Through understanding concepts like mindfulness, interconnection, and compassion, readers can transform their lives by finding peace in the present and approaching life's challenges with a more open and accepting heart. The insights offered by Han He can lead to personal growth and a greater appreciation for life, promoting a shift towards a more harmonious, empathetic, and fulfilling existence. This book is especially beneficial for those seeking peace, alleviation from stress, and a deeper understanding of their own nature and relationships with others, helping them to live with more joy and freedom. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh Han, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.